Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang ilang international students ay nagpapalit ng kurso sakaling hindi na nila magustuhan ang kanilang mga kinukuha o may mga mas magagandang oportunidad. Ngunit isang bagong panuntunan mula sa gobyerno ng Australia ang nagbunga ng kalituhan sa ilan nating mga kababayan, kung saan kailangan ng aprobahan ng Ministro ng Home Affairs ang pagpapalit ng kurso ng mga international student. Lahat nga ba ay apektado dito at kailan nga ba magiging epektibo? Yan ang ating lilinawin dito sa trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Na-worried po ako that I read those articles. I mean the discussion of those people, and siguro nga if God led me through this course, then He will get me through this course. So that's the kind of mindset thing that I am having right now.
Nag-aalala si Meljun Velasquez na isang aplikante ng student visa mula sa Davao sa narinig na balitang hindi na maaaring magpalit ng kurso sa Australia hanggat hindi naaprobahan ng Ministro ng Home Affairs. Kaka-graduate lang ng 22 years old na si Meljun ng Bachelor of Multimedia Arts, at bagaman nais niyang malinya pa rin sa pagiging graphic artist, naging practical ito at kukuha ng kursong may pathway to permanent residency. Napili nito ang Diploma of Information Technology sa isang universidad sa Canberra. Aminadong mahihirapan at nagpaplanong lumipat ng kurso kung sakaling hindi nakakayanin.
Sabi ko naman sa sarili ko nga, siguro lahat naman po ng courses is mahirap talaga. But of course, I also have some little knowledge to none about this particular course, IT. So baka po, I am really open to changing my course if I can't handle the pressure, if I can't balance my work. Of course, I need to work there para po masustain ko po yung life ko, my cost of living, kasi sa akin naman po yun. So ganun yung plano ko po.
Ayon sa registered migration agent na si Ginoong Edmund Galvez, naamyendahan ng Migration Act of 1958 para sa subclass 500 visa holders o mas kilala sa student visa. Sa bagong polisiya, maaari lamang magpalit ng kurso, thesis o research topic kung pahihintulutan ng ministro.
May dalawang bagong conditions, visa conditions. So ito ang 8204 and 8303. So itong 8204, international students must not change or undertake their course of study, thesis or research topic without the approval of the minister. Ang condition 8303 naman, it has been introduced to prevent international students from actively promoting extremist views and interfering with community operations in Australia. So kung titingnan mo, ang layunin ng pamahalaan ng Australia is to ensure that international students do not actively promote or endorse extremist views. So ngayon, kailangan ng approval from the minister. But again, it must be understood na hindi lahat ng international students ang maaaring maapektuhan ng bagong policy. Only those who are studying graduate certificate, graduate diploma, master's degree, or doctorate studies lamang.
Gustong linawin ni Ginoong Edmund na hindi saklaw lahat ng international student na taliwas sa pinangangambahan ng ilan gaya ni Meljun. Dagdag pa nito na karamihan anya ng mga estudyante mula sa Pilipinas ay nag-aaral ng vocational courses gaya ng Certificate 3 or 4, Diploma or Advanced Diploma na hindi sakop ng kondisyon.
Gusto kong iklaro na hindi lahat ng international students ang maapektuhan ng bagong student visa conditions 8204 and 8203. Only those who are studying graduate certificate, graduate diploma, master's or doctorate studies starting July 2, 2022. So if the student is already studying or has already lodged their student visa applications, hindi sila maapektuhan kasi it will only take effect starting July 2, 2022.
Kung sakali naman na ikaw ay sakop ng kondisyon, may mga tagubilin kung ano ang dapat gawin ayon kay Ginoong Edmund. Ayon anya sa website ng Department of Home Affairs, dapat na magsumite ng Form 1221 o Additional Personal Particulars Information at i-email sa adelaidestudentcenter@homeaffairs.gov.au.
Reading it carefully, instruction about the international student who is studying a generic course or a master's by coursework, like a graduate certificate or graduate diploma. So the instruction is only very specific for those who are intending to change their thesis, major, or research topic. So that is why for me, until the department gives a clear instruction on their website, it is still not clear whether students who are studying generic courses are included.
Inilatag din ni Ginoong Edmond ang mga posibleng rason na hindi maaprubahan ang pagpalit ng kurso sakali mang magpasa ng aplikasyon.
If you try to investigate the condition to be satisfied to allow change of course of study, thesis or research topic, the minister must be convinced that the student is not likely to be directly or indirectly a risk to the Australian national security through an assessment to be obtained from the competent Australian authorities. So if the minister is satisfied that there is unwanted transfer of critical technology or intellectual property theft by the international student, then that can be a ground for the disapproval.
Tila nabunutan naman ng tinik si Mel Jones sa balitang hindi siya sakop ng sinasabing bagong kondisyon.
I feel very at ease knowing na I can shift from one course to another, maybe for those first 6 months of studying IT for the Certificate 3, maybe that's the time that I will test myself out if kaya ko ba to or not, if I will continue this course or not.
Ang pag-aaral ni Mel Jones sa Australia ay wala sa kanyang plano. Ngunit nang magbukas ang oportunidad, lalo na nandito ang kanyang kamag-anak sa Australia, kumapit ito agad para magkaroon din ng self-growth at makatulong sa pamilya.
I want to embark a journey that will give me much financial freedom to also cater my family, because our family is not that well off. We are not rich, especially our house as well has not been paid. So that is one of my motivation as well.
Kaya ang payo ni Ginoong Edmond sa mga aplikante ng student visa, mag-imbestiga at magtanong sa mga kinauukulan.
For international students who want to change their courses, first, you need to investigate whether the course that you want to take while you are still outside Australia is really the course that you want to finish. And then don't stress too much about changes na naririnig nyo sa social media. You need to talk to a registered migration agent. And for those who don't want to be affected by these changes, you need to lodge your student visa application before July 1, kasi magiging effective ito after July 1. And for those who already have their visas, they can check their student visa condition sa VIVO, or they can find it sa visa grant letter nila.
Ang pangkalahatang paliwanag at impormasyon ay gabay lamang. Para sa dagdag na impormasyon at payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, kumonsulta sa isang abogado o registered migration agent. Mga tips at discarding migrante, pag-usapan natin dito sa Trabaho, Visa at iba pa. Ako po si TJ Correa para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, Visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.